Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear from Lonnie Kessler and Kimberly Ruiz, a couple from Moberly. Lonnie has intractable epilepsy and Kimberly is a disabled vet, and they both advocate for the legalization of medicinal marijuana in the state. Lonnie and Kimberly sat down recently at the Little Dixie Regional Library in Moberly and spoke about their relationship and about the additional complications that arise due to their healthcare needs. Here's Kimberly.
We met on St. Patrick's Day, and we immediately liked each other. Lonnie was attending Moberly Area Community College and had a poetry reading. And when I attended, I noticed that his name came up, but he was not up there doing his poetry at that time. So I knew something was wrong. I did know about his seizure history prior to this, but I had never witnessed one. And Lonnie was so surprised, I stuck around. I think he must have known at that time that there was something different about me, because it never even occurred to me that I should leave.
And it's so hard to find somebody who can relate and be able to understand the different illnesses that are there, especially epilepsy. They don't understand that it is more than just seizures. It is depression, it's medications, it's doctor's appointments, it's sore muscles. It goes so much further than just the seizures. And to have somebody who is there from the get-go is what a blessing that is. To have that reassurance that someone is going to be there for you. And
both of us having disabilities means that we had an automatic understanding a bit of each other's lives, what it required for maintenance of those lives, and the struggles involved. I think something that people don't think of often is we are not a unique couple. We cannot get married legally for the simple fact that we're both disabled, and it would take away our medical care that we can receive. When we have gone to try to get rescue medication, one dose, it's always been over $400 for one pill. So it is very difficult on us, though, as we're both Christians, to not be able to do this. We've married in the eyes of God, but we cannot get married in the eyes of man. But I truly believe that because of our own experiences with our disabilities, we have been able to communicate at a deeper level on our need and have an innate understanding of what is going on with the other person.
And it does affect our caretakers' lives. There's a focus on the patients, but there needs to be a focus on the caretakers as well, and the toll that it takes on them to treat their loved ones as well as to see what they're going through. As a patient, I don't just live this. Kimberly lives this with me.
I'm afraid each time that you're going to die. Every single time, while I'm dealing with you and trying to assist you during your seizure, that is one of the things, and I know you know, that that's one of my biggest worries, is that I'm not going to even get to say goodbye because you can't hear me. This is not fun. This is really hard. And instead of enjoying our lives, we're working so hard just to have lives to live.
That was Kimberly Ruiz and Lonnie Kessler speaking about how both of them having disabilities has influenced and strengthened their relationship. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.